Hi, it's Ryan here with the Nerd Kingdom podcast. I'm here with Ellis today.
Hi.
And we're going to talk about how RuneScape has developed over the years since classic or old school RuneScape came out, and how its approach to the player base has helped evolve the game to the point where it is today. So how long have you been playing for?
I've been playing for about 10 years in total, on and off. And I started playing when I was, year 6. How old was that? 12?
Yeah, about 11, 12.
Yeah, so about 10 years in total. Started playing for a few years, and then I stopped playing when I was about 15, 16, and then started playing again just before I came to uni.
Well, I think it's interesting the way that old school RuneScape came about, because obviously in the beginning, the game was, I think it was made in 2001. Then after about 2007-8, the game started to evolve completely with a patch called The Evolution of Combat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that changed the game and completely alienated the player base. And after that, it was kind of a dying MMO.
Since then, the player base had dropped. Yeah. That was when I stopped playing.
Yeah, it's when I stopped playing as well. A lot
of people I know that played when I was playing have all stopped at that same time. And anybody that has since restarted has all, the vast majority of them are playing because of the re-release of the old school RuneScape backup.
Well, I think we should talk about that re-release, because what happened was in 2013, Jagex found a backup of the game in its original state from 2007, which was when the game was probably at its peak in terms of players and content.
Yeah, so and it was backup from, I think it was 18 months before they did the Switch or something, and it didn't have everything in, but it had the vast majority of the stuff players were interested in. So then they brought up they started a poll to see how much community engagement there would be, because at this point the game, the current game, the RuneScape 3, was dying.
Yeah,
so there's no way to describe it. Jagex needed a
get out of jail
card, basically.
And it turns out the get out of jail card was re-releasing the game in its older state, because I think one of the things that it's proved is that you don't necessarily need the best graphics or the most intense gameplay in order to make a successful game. I mean, ever since the re-release, I think their focus on community and what the community wants and developing the game alongside the community's wishes is probably one of the biggest strengths.
Yeah, they take into account what the community wants. So originally, like I said, when they found the backup, it was they would then poll it on how much community support there was for the backup and how to re-release the game. And depending on how many, effectively, signatures were on this poll, that determined how many staff members would be allocated, how many funds and the resources that the game would get.
Yeah.
And originally it started off with a handful, I think it had 5 or 6 staff members, if that, working full-time, and then they would try and pull other team members from the RuneScape 3 game to come and work on the old school game. And everything, all the content that they would implement was community player-based. So all the updates came from player feedback, so they wouldn't do anything without consulting the player base first, because that's how the game was effectively reintroduced, was through the player base. So then they've stuck to that method, and it has worked. It has kept the game within the player base. The player base is still happy with how the game is, which for a game that's been out now 4.5 years and the amount of changes it has had to do to keep up with modern games, but it's still remained core to how the player base wants it.
I think it's a separate. It's an entirely separate entity in gaming. There's not many other cases like it. Because obviously you get games that are re-released and they do well.
They did like Modern Warfare for Call of Duty. That was re-released and it had a massive hype when it came back out, because it was the first Modern Warfare, the first Call of Duty game that was massively online in the same way that the modern Call of Duties are. And everyone had the nostalgia about it. But then after 6 months of being released, it died down again. It was just another Call of Duty.
That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, the industry tends to ebb and flow. It peaks and it's more of a short term, especially in AAA gaming, which is, you know, the £60 games, £50 games. You're going to see that game be popular for maybe a year or two, and then generally it tends to fall off.
Yeah.
Whereas RuneScape's gone from strength to strength. It's one of the only MMORPGs on the market right now. It's actually got an increasing player base, especially in Europe, which is unheard of for a game that's essentially running on software that's 12 years old.
Yeah, they frequently run into software limitations with the game.
Yeah.
So sometimes player feedback in the community will ask for certain content, and the developers have to say we can't physically do that with the construct of the architecture that makes the game.
Yeah.
The engine is developed to run on dial-up, effectively it was run onto very, very small, low bandwidth internet. And so what they can do in that engine is very restrictive compared to other modern MMORPGs, such as World of Warcraft and RuneScape 3. Part of the reason they switched to RuneScape 3 and did the evolution of combat was so that they could have a more...
advanced system.
Yeah, a more advanced engine. And that allowed them to change the way the game worked, but players didn't want that. They liked how simple it was.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the limitations were almost a benefit in the sense that it kept gameplay consistent. Mm-hmm. And people knew what they were getting. It's not the kind of game that you can log into for 5 minutes and then log back out and have achieved something. It's the kind of game that's going to take a lot of investment of your time, your energy and your patience in order to be able to achieve. And I think that's part of the draw of it, because it's not short-term goals, it's long-term goals. What you ultimately want to do with your account might take you 3 or 4 months.
Oh, easily.
But that's the kind of sacrifices you make. And I think the fact that the community's growing and it's getting stronger, and the fact that people have to put that kind of time in, just makes it so that it's even more of a tight-knit community. And I think the way that the approach, polling, and they have a weekly Q&A session that they undertake at Jagex, which is just letting people know what's happening with the game, how they intend to take it forward, and what player feedback and ideas are of ways it can be taken forward. And it's just, I think it's a breath of fresh air in an industry that's not seen a lot of that at the minute.
Yeah.
It's an entirely consumer-based and driven industry, the gaming industry, generally.
Mm-hmm. So at the minute, the gaming industry is shouting out for a different approach.
Yeah.
So we're all sat there hoping for VR and augmented reality to become a thing, but at the minute, it's not feasible. They had the Nintendo Wii, which meant to be the next big thing in gaming, and the Xbox Kinect, and they all just patted out. They were great for the short term, like we said, but then they ended up just like everything else. They failed.
Yeah.
They're no longer the key thing that people are interested in. But RuneScape has stayed as the key thing that... So not everybody is interested in it.
Yeah, it's not to everyone's taste, is it?
Some people don't like it because it does take days on days to do some mundane things, which in a normal game you would just either do in a couple of hours or you would pay. You buy a particular crate or a loot crate or a package and it would give you that.
You could use microtransactions in a game that would be able to advance you in the game, but yeah. I think there's definitely a backlash against that from the community.
Oh yeah, the community would die again.
Yeah.
If they were to do that, because it becomes pay to win, when in RuneScape it is the amount of effort determines your amount of achievement.
I think one of the benefits that MMOs especially have is the fact that you've got a pay monthly system, so it's in your best interest to keep that community happy, because the longer they stay subscribed, the more money you're eventually going to earn.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of... It makes it easier to cultivate that kind of community as opposed to in a AAA game where you're supposed to kind of have a game be really successful at the beginning and then it needs to make its money within the first 3 weeks, really.
Yeah, the first few months are key to the game.
Yeah, exactly.
By that time, they were developing the second game to come out in a couple of years, if not a year. There's a new Call of Duty every year. There's a new FIFA every year.
But I think that's when you compare it to another MMO. If you compare RuneScape to another MMO like World of Warcraft, you see how those different approaches have ultimately affected the game. Because at this moment in time, World of Warcraft is a dying MMORPG. The player base is falling off massively. Mm-hmm. And Blizzard don't really know what to do about it. It's hard. They're struggling to make people interested in it again.
Yeah.
And that's why they're doing along the similar lines of RuneScape, which is to release a vanilla version, which is essentially going back to the beginning for them as well. And there's a huge appetite in the community for that.
Yeah, there is. All the players that played when they were younger and have gone through life and things have changed. Say most of the player base now from when I was playing it have all gone through university and their lives have changed, but now they're all leaving university. They have more free time. They have different... Their hobbies change. When you're living at university, your life is completely different to when you are living either at home as, like, say, a 13, 14-year-old compared to living at home when you're a 23-year-old. It's just different, but you have more free time now. Once you finish university, you start working. People are going back to the original games that they used to play.
So I think there's definitely an interest in that. It's not just the nostalgia. I think there's a lot that the gaming industry can learn from RuneScape's approach to pleasing the community and growing a game organically.
Yeah.
I think that's what's to be taken away from it.
Yeah.
It's the fact that not only are they involving the player base and all the decisions they make, they're also making people invested in the game more.
Yeah.
Which I think's what, especially in a game that's going to take up so much of your time, that's what you want to feel like. You want to feel like you're invested and that your voice is heard and that you have at least some say in the direction in which the game is going.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably its biggest strength.
Yeah, definitely. Giving the players that voice means that they do feel that they are being valued as a player. One thing they have done is there were players that were growing concerns about the way the economy was going within the game because it was getting, because it does function off a microeconomy.
Yeah,
it functions supply and demand just like any other economy does.
But it's also subject to things like inflation and market manipulation, which obviously the developers have to take into account. But I think they're doing a good job. I think there's a lot to be learned from it.
They are seeing that the growing player base, the economy is getting stronger, but also weaker at the same time because there's more players playing the game and certain items becoming more rare, or more in demand, for example. But they've changed that by releasing Iron Man mode, which is a game that you can play the game, but you're a solo and you're completely taken out of the economy. So if that was a worry to you, you've now got that freedom whereby the economy of the game has no impact on how I play it.
Yeah.
So again, listening to the player base, and that has become another amazing decision for the game, and it has increased the player base in certain areas because people are interested in just playing it that way.
Well, I think it's gone from strength to strength, and they've been making really positive decisions that I think the rest of the industry should be looking at. Thank you for coming in, Noelis, today.
You're welcome. It's been great.
Cheers. Thank you. See you next time.